Okay, today is Trinity Sunday. The Trinity is hard to understand and hard to preach. In fact, when you're in seminary, they tell you or advise us, let your assistant or the deacon preach on that Sunday. Assistant. Okay, the church tells us that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are three separate persons, but only one God exists. Now, example we always use is the triangle, an instrument with three sides, or a three-sided clover. It's one little plant, but it's got three sides. You know, the leaf, the way it's... Now, the commission, the word Trinity is not found in the Old Testament or the New Testament. The Great Commission names the three persons. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And in Paul's blessing, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Now, we have a mental picture of each person. Okay, typically, the Father is an older man with a long beard, holding the book in judgment, and he tells us our good deeds and our bad deeds. Some perceive the Father as kind and loving, while others envision a strict disciplinarian. We picture the Son, Jesus Christ, as a good shepherd. He's preaching on the Sermon on the Mount. He's hanging on the cross, or he's ascending into heaven. The Spirit, and it's the Jewish word or Hebrew word ruach, is what the God's breath that blew into nothingness and creation began. The Spirit is a dove that's hovering over Jesus at his baptism, recognizing him as the Son of God. The Spirit is the tongue of fire resting on the disciples on Pentecost, infusing them with a passion for their faith. So God loves us in many different ways. However, we need to feel this love in a way that meets our personal needs. When we were children, learning about God's love was very simple and uncomplicated. God loves us. He's your Father. Good. Heaven is in the clouds. They're full of angels, and they're singing, and they're playing harps, and everybody's happy, and it's a delightful place to be. I just hope there's good food. Okay. But when we grow up and life becomes more complicated, we need divine love to get us through the uncertainty of life. Some need or want to praise their Heavenly Father for all the love and goodness that they have had in their lives. Some need the love of Jesus to walk them through trials or unbelievable grief, because the Son understands betrayal and he understands suffering. Others require the flame of the Holy Spirit to provide them assurance when their faith is in doubt. God's created love is a living, breathing force that is as vital today as when the world began. When we open our hearts and trust God, divine love is a creative force that unlocks the universe's secrets and man's inventiveness. And when it is used positively, it makes the world a better place. The Spirit of the Father teaches us about unconditional love. We may turn away from God, but God never turns away from us. The Father is the voice of God, assuring us that we're all his favorite. Jesus' love pushes us to be better. The person of Jesus Christ teaches us to accept all people, genuinely and firmly anchors us in truth and in justice. The Holy Spirit is an inner feeling that tells us all will be well in times of trouble and in times of uncertainty. The Holy Spirit is the gift of faith when there's no tangible proof why we should believe. So don't get tangled up trying to unravel the mystery of the Trinity. Instead, invite each person of God into your lives. Faith is not a theological concept. Faith is a personal journey. Open your hearts to the Father and the creative love that brought life. Follow the example of the Son, who loved us so much, he gave his life for our redemption. And finally, let the love of the Spirit flow through every part of your life. The three persons of God will guide us to recognize God's presence in every aspect of our lives. When we are connected to the Almighty God in whatever way that fulfills our needs, we can honestly proclaim Paul's words. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God. Amen.
Amen.